If you were looking for a place to locate a marine science institute in Alaska, would you choose Fairbanks? I'm Karen Sedgwick, Director of Public Affairs for the University of Alaska Fairbanks. According to Tom Royer, a physical oceanographer with the Institute of Marine Science, Fairbanks is a logical location for the institute. He told the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce that it would be easy to say that IMS is in Fairbanks because it's always been here, but he went on to provide the rationale for selecting an inland base of operations like Fairbanks even today.
What's happened in other states is that they put laboratories on the coast. You can take Friday Harbor, the San Juan Islands, Hopkins Marine Station, associated with Stanford, Ritter Lab in San Diego, Galveston Marine Center, and Newport Marine Center in Oregon. They're all on the coast. They've been there some period of time. No institute of marine science has grown with them. They've remained marine laboratories, simply small facilities on the coast, with the exception of Ritter Lab, which eventually evolved into Scripps Institutional Oceanography. So what I'm saying is that clearly there is something necessary other than to be in sight of the ocean to establish a marine science institute. And I claim that the thing that's important is a university, a major university. But that determines where you do the teaching and research.
Royer also explained that students who are the purpose of any university need access to quality facilities and faculty. The quality of an institution becomes even more important, according to Royer, when you try to attract top-notch students. He noted that IMS competes with Scripps, Woods Hole, and other leading marine science institutes nationally and internationally.
In the past, we've been competing quite well. We have 40 students in the program. To get these students, we must convince them that they should come to Fairbanks and study oceanography rather than go to San Diego or Woods Hole or Honolulu. So we have to have something other than possibly the environment, and that's the major university. While they're here, their studies last from 2 to 8 years, and they've been highly successful in obtaining positions once they graduate. Our former students are found in nearly all the major oceanographic institutions in the United States. The students are found also within the Alaska state government, all the way from the Fish and Game up to or down to the governor's office, or wherever you place the governor's office. We also have a number of students working in private industry, primarily within the consulting firms in Anchorage. Though many of our students remain within the state, others can be found throughout the nation and the world.
Successful research needs a university. For every few days at sea, said Royer, there might be years of data analysis.
Don't need to go down with your bucket daily and grab a sample. Now, on the other hand, some marine scientists, particularly biologists, need a saltwater laboratory for their work. And in Alaska, we've established a marine center in Seward that has a saltwater laboratory. We are also attempting to build a modest public education facility similar to the one that they have at Newport, Oregon. This facility will house displays and an aquarium. In addition, Seward is also the home port of our research vessel, the Alpha Helix. So we treat Seward as sort of our avenue to the sea.
In concluding, Royer said both research and teaching can be successfully carried out away from the sea in a major university setting. Until such time, he said, as there is a University of Alaska-Dutch Harbor with a library, faculty, and major facilities, the Institute of Marine Science belongs in Fairbanks. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgill. A complete set of Ava Heffel's dolls are on display in the University of Alaska Museum through April 25th. The new photo exhibit in Wood Center shows the work of Canadian geologist David Baird. On Wednesday, a 2-day conference exploring the effects of carbon dioxide on the atmosphere will get underway on campus. And Senator Ted Stevens will be conducting a hearing on the proposed national policy for the Arctic on Wednesday. And on Thursday, music recitals are scheduled for 1 and at 8. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.